This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democrat Adam Frisch has conceded the race for Colorado's 3rd congressional district. Frisch said he has called Republican incumbent Lauren Boebert this morning with the news. The race is fewer than 600 votes apart and will likely go to an automatic recount. Frisch says that's important in proving the integrity of Colorado's elections, but he says that it would be disingenuous to fight on, citing that recounts usually only change a small number of votes. The Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board voted unanimously Thursday night to change the name of Mount Evans to Mount Blue Sky. Arapaho tribal elder Fred Moskide proposed the new name, which honors the Cheyenne and Arapaho.
Oh, I was ecstatic. I couldn't believe it. It was great.
The change would honor hundreds of Native people who were killed in the 1864 Sand Creek Massacre. It was incited by then-territorial Governor John Evans, after whom the 14er is now named. Next, the proposal goes to Governor Jared Polis for approval, then to the federal government. If accepted, the name change will likely not happen until at least next year. And one note yesterday in a story we ran about a new Sand Creek Massacre exhibition, a CPR reporter mispronounced the names of Shannon Vorrell of History Colorado and historian Andy Masick. Vorrell is project director of the exhibit. Sam Bach is lead exhibition developer. An ice skating rink has returned to Denver International Airport after a two-year pause. Starting today, the outdoor rink is open between the terminal and the Westin Hotel through New Year's Day. Admission and skate rentals are free. Right now, at DIA, it's 20 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.